With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune supports the administration's decision to confront the threat posed by the Iranian regime.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously to ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats don't seem to have an appetite even for common sense compromises when it comes to immigration enforcement.
There are some sensible and very popular immigration compromises. Those have to be paired, though, with heightened enforcement measures, and it just doesn't seem that's like where the Democratic senators are right now.
The Milan-Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open. Spectator Grant Ensign says he's looking forward to a break from everyday life by attending the Games.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point, a celebration of Milan as a host, and...
And it is the most spread out Olympics ever to be held. In fact, the venues are scattered over such a wide area it would actually cover the state of New Jersey. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has soared to new heights.
The stock market soared to its best day since May, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average above 50,000 points. The Dow jumped 1,206 points Friday. That's about 2.5%. The Dow closed at 50,115. The S&P 500 rallied 2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed to 2.2%. Chip companies helped lead the way higher. Investors hope those companies will see more big gains from spending by companies building up their AI infrastructure. NVIDIA and Broadcom each surged more than 7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Dow closed at 50,115. This is SRN News. Disney is making a move toward more in the way of adult content.
Walt couldn't have imagined it. Disney Plus is about to add hundreds of R-rated films to its library. Concerned Women for America reports the popular streaming platform, which had about 20 R-rated movies on tap up to now, is adding over 400 more, along with 400 TV shows rated mature. CWA points out that, quote, Disney assured parents in 2019 that they wouldn't allow content higher than a PG-13 on its streaming platform. Michael Harrington reporting.
Various streams of Judaism are now moving in a more liberal direction, just as many Christian denominations do the same. Rabbis and rabbinical students in the U.S. are more likely to be homosexuals or women. Orthodox branches of Judaism are generally maintaining the traditional way of doing things, but Reform, conservative, and non-denominational Jewish institutions are embracing the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A new bright spot for foreign aid groups.
A division of the U.S. Agency for International Development, eliminated by the Trump administration cuts last year, was reborn Thursday as an independent nonprofit. Some of the leaders and staff who worked at the Development Innovation Ventures Division of USAID will continue their work through the new independent nonprofit DIV Fund. They've raised $48 million from two private funders. Congress recently allocated $50 billion for various foreign assistance funds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The biggest battle in this year's Super Bowl may not involve football at all. The real contest tomorrow will be off the field as advertisers compete to win more than 120 million plus viewers. Dozens of advertisers pulling out all the stops for Super Bowl 60 TV ads. More on these stories at srnnews.com.